It's that time of year. It's spooky, it's ooky, it's spooky. It's still October and we are running strong. I'm the host of Fanzo Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive and terrified co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say what's up to the people, Tiff.
Yeah, I'm shitting my pants over here.
There we go. I know you are because we got problems over here. Mr. Spooky.
S-M-O-O-V-E spells smooth. That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, well, folks, I'm going to give a full disclosure. Today we are actually, we went to the Blair Witch Project and went to that little house and we're broadcasting from there. So if you hear any noises and shit, you know, in the background, I can't control it. Shit is happening. That's all alive. I got roofers banging on my roof right now. So if you hear something, we got to get the show out. So just pretend that it's ghosts, y'all. You know.
Yeah, we're, you know. It's a really bad haunted house. It's just like, put your hands in the it's eyeballs.
Yeah. And the jello.
And the macaroni, the cold macaroni, that's the brains.
It's the brain.
You hear that banging? Yeah, I'm serious, y'all. You will hear banging during this broadcast.
Yeah.
We should just pretend like we didn't hear it and be like, and when it showed up on the recording, be like, what's that?
What's that? What's that?
That happens in the Conjuring.
Yeah, record your voice backwards. What did it say? The devil is good. The devil is good. Oh, no. Oh, man. So, man, it's still October, man, and it's a great time of year. We have more fun in October, y'all, than we do any other holiday, even Christmas. You know, we do the Christmas time stuff, but I don't know, man. The spooky and the booky is just beautiful. Oh, shit. Anyway, man, let me tell you guys what we got going on. So, man, we're all heavy. Well, me and Smoove is heavily anticipating the release of The Mandalorian. So we got some Mandalorian news before the show comes out.
Yeah.
Also, man, we have some brand new stuff from Disney. Look, Disney's shifted gears and it's leaving people in the dust. They're like, oh, shoot, there's no theaters? No problem. We'll deal with that. Oh, the parks is about to be closed? No problem. We'll deal with that. So they rolling. So we got a new property to talk about with Disney. Also, we got some love story stuff, y'all. Don't ask me what show you're listening to because it ain't Fans of Patrol, but I can't wait to talk about this. We also have a game. It's Facts on Patrol, kind of fill in the blanky. And our main topic, man, we went to the depths of hell. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Really scared me. Yeah, I thought you did it on purpose.
Dude, it scared the shit out of me.
I'm scared.
Okay. Look, all I got is little hair stubbles. I got little hair stubbles on my head, fuck. And they were standing up. You know. Okay, y'all. Back to seriousness. Let's see. Our main topic is the nun. So with that, man, are you guys ready to get your spook on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hurry up.
Let's go.
Hey, this is Dave from Spirits Peak.
This is Marky Mark Markellis from Soul Wizard Podcast.
8-Bit Ray from the Gorilla Brain Podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network.
All right, man. We are back and we got that big news last week. We dropped it like it was hot. Told everybody that our Patreon would be live on Wednesday. Well, guess what, y'all? We have a Patreon, and it's live, and we have content on there, and rewards. It's looking good, man. So if you're not a subscriber, go over and check out this, that page, and subscribe if you want to, man. You know, if you love the lockdown shows, they're over there, man. It's only $1 a month. $1 a month. So don't be cheap. Anyway, man, what we want to do is, man, we want to take a portion of our money every month and we want to donate that to, you know, social justice, a charity. You know, we want to help somebody with some of our money. We don't want to sit up there and be like, look, give me the money. We want to do that. So this month, man, you know, for
Lindsey Graham.
This month we're donating to www.lizzygraham.com because he has no money. He's begging for money all over the place. No, we're not. No, we wouldn't dare. No, we're actually going to give it to what's the name of that, Tiff? The Bell program.
We're gonna donate to a bail fund.
Indeed,
that helps people who have been who protesters or people who have been are unable to get bail themselves.
Yes, so we gonna have the keys to the kitchen, Smooth, you know, so donate that money and help people get out. So
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. We're gonna do it every month. We'll announce it every month. We're gonna get that, you know, that portion too. And it's more. It's at least 10%, y'all. Let's put it that way. And we don't wanna sit up here and be like, yeah, we're gonna give you 0.0002%. So speaking of Patreons, man. Speaking of Patreons, yeah. Tim, give us the lowdown on our day one, week one Patreons, man.
All right. So the Patreons that have currently subscribed to us are our buddies over at So Wizard Podcast. What's up?
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for the coin. Thank y'all.
As always, a Fans on Patrol original, Victor Albaran.
Victor Superfan Albaran. My boy.
And then, of course, our friends and yours, the Cult 45 podcast.
Cult 45! I should have said motherfucking five! That's beat them down, stay
right. Thanks, y'all. Our good friend, Mark Ellis Reagans.
Mark Ellis, the expert. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Mr. Movies himself.
Mr. Seen Every Damn Thing himself.
And finally, but not least, our good friend, you know her, you love her, Liza Raphael.
Liza Raphael? Day one, first Patreon? Yes.
Liza was our first patron, so we want to say special shout out to Liza. What a nice lady for coming over. Liza, you know you're the best.
We love you. We love you. We love you every day because you family to me. Thank y'all. Thank all y'all, man. Thank y'all for getting on board. And like I said, that opens up, you know, for the midweek show, which we will be dedicated not to put in one show a month. You know, but like there y'all go, you know, we're gonna keep the midweek going. We got stuff in the kitty and we're gonna keep doing some stuff. And so we got some special things coming up there. Like I said, we got special guests coming to do the Batman trilogy with us and things like that. And, you know, that's going to morph. It's not always just going to be, you know, sound. We're going to do some videos and stuff. And we're going to try to give you your dollar's worth, man, you know, if that's what you want to do. Or your $100 worth, if that's what you want to do. I think that's what you want to do. I'm just So, man, thank y'all. That's our Patreon. We're going to post a link to with this show, so you can just, you know, click the link and then, you know, click the link and get on in and join us over at Patreon. Mr. SMOOVE, spelled smooth. Could you hit us with that social media?
For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word, via social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us on... Listen to us on Now on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout your ass on the air. Shout you out on the air. I'm sorry, not shout you.
Shout your ass.
We're going to shout that ass.
Shout that ass.
I love
it. Need a glass of water.
Shout that ass. That sounds like a song, you know, like shout that ass. Shout that ass. Shout that ass. Shit. Oh, boy. So, man, we got a show to do, y'all. So, wait a minute. Tifflebot.
Yeah.
You're up.
I know. These are my show notes.
Right.
So, honestly, I can't wait to talk about the last one because it was kind of a mistake. All right. So,
I feel so much better.
The first one thing that we're going to talk about is that they released a little teaser trailer, which is kind of I have a question for you guys. So this is a little teaser trailer for The Mandalorian.
Indeed.
Yep.
But that's coming out really soon. Have we gotten a full trailer?
They did. Yeah, they did a trailer. Well, it was a two and a half minute trailer about, what, 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And today is the, we're recording on the 24th, which is something I shouldn't do on a podcast. But,
right, yeah.
Why?
But because you kind of want to leave it.
Want to keep the mystery.
Mystery.
Well, it's not really mystery. You just, you don't want to, sometimes people don't like to hear stuff that's past.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So the show comes out on the 30th.
Right, yes. It's very close.
So next week, next Friday, it comes out, right?
Yep.
The Friday coming up, this Friday.
This Friday, yes. Yep.
And so, yeah, they're really cooking with gas now, but the first trailer they came out with was 2.5 minutes. It was enough. If you're going to watch this show, you're going to watch this show. You know, there's a bunch of buzz about it, Jeff, you know, and there's people who just been watching because everybody, you know, screaming like us how great it is.
Yeah.
And then people who watch it who don't normally watch that stuff has been screaming how great it is. And everybody loves it except for TiffoBot, so I don't, you know.
Other than I don't hate it. I just,
It's just not you.
I'm just not, like, rushing to watch it.
Right, okay.
And now that it's past, I'll probably never watch it.
Oh, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. However,
guys, don't be mad. We're all different. That's
damn you.
That's what makes us special.
I'm with Smooth. Damn you.
Whatever. There's a lot of stuff that I like. You guys haven't seen, so fuck off.
Oh God, goodness, just move. She just hurt my feelings with that. That was a real f off. So anyway, man. You know what's to say about this thing? You know,
I don't know. I included it because it's kind of a dry news week. It's a little on the drier side. I did want to say that when I watched this trailer, they really do a good job. They pick the good stuff that makes you, like, because even I was like, well, maybe I will.
Yeah, it's, you know, if coming from me, it doesn't have any power for me to say this is a really good show. If it wasn't good, though, I'm telling you, I would tell y'all. I mean, everything Star Wars ain't good, and there's a lot of it that's not good.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, let's not talk about the prequels, you know. Let's not talk about that Poe Dameron show, whatever the name that thing was.
What, the animated stuff?
Yeah, that was But, you know, this is good. But, you know, I'm worried about this show. There's so many Star Wars rumors. You know, you Star Wars nerds, you newer ones. I'm talking to y'all. Uh-oh. You guys are the worst, man. You're the worst because they perpetuate so many rumors, man. I mean, if you ever watch YouTube, so I get confused on what a lot of stuff happened because there's this huge rumor out now that Pedro Pascal walked off the set a long time, like a while ago, because he was upset because he wanted to do more shots without the helmet. Because if you're a Star Wars fan, you know that the helmet thing is fairly new. If you watch Rebels and all in the Clone Wars, they would take those helmets off all the time. However, even in the movies, what?
Jango Fett took his helmet off.
And let me say this, Boba Fett had all but 2 minutes screen time in the whole damn thing. So, but what I'm saying is, so is this rumor that, like, he wanted, and, you know, like, John Favreau wouldn't cooperate. So, like, a lot of the shots was a stunt double, and so they're doing all this stuff. It's so much garbage. I don't know if that shit is true or not. Oh. I would have to say that it might not be true because no formal announcements was made. You know what I'm saying?
So
I just,
I don't know. That sounds very true. Yeah. It's like, when I honestly, can I tell you what's weird about that? Is when I watched this trailer, I was like, is that Pedro Pascal still?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Now,
I know, but when I heard his voice and I was like, but I just, for some reason, I didn't think it was him. And I haven't heard those rumors.
Yeah, I watch a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of rumors, and it's the same rumors. So all the Star Wars nerds are pretty much saying the same rumor about, you know, that he's, you know, on his way out. And that's why they say that there's so many other, like, the show this season is supposed to turn into a jump off point for their other shows. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka Tano, you know, all these major characters that's what has been announced, you know, are supposed to get their own shows, and this is how they're supposed to launch them. So apparently he doesn't have that much screen time anyway. Those are rumors. Don't quote me on any of this garbage, you know. I just love The Mandalorian and want to see more and more and more, and the shit that they show look good. And my most favorite thing in this whole thing, Smooth, I'm talking to you, was I love that they got that toy that was never in the movies actually on the show now. You know, that troop carrier?
Okay. The troop carrier? You're talking about the thing that he's riding in?
Looks like a brick. Right. You remember that was a toy that wasn't in the movie, but it was cool, you know?
Oh, okay.
It had the little sounds and stuff and the little, it was so cool.
You gonna get it?
No, I'm not buying into any stuff.
Bullshit, you guys. 6 months from now, we're going to see it. Or he'll hide it. He won't let us know he has it.
Hey, Smooth.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What are you thinking about this stuff, man?
Well, I want. Well, just to maybe speak a little bit on maybe the rumor thing, he does have a little leverage if he wanted to get seen. I mean, you know, not, I don't know how much leverage he has, but he could, you know, kind of force his hand saying, hey, I want people to see my face. I want to get more jobs. I want to get more gigs. But fast forwarding off of that, I love the Mandalorian series, period. Love the, I don't want to call it Baby Yoda, but I mean, that's what everybody calls
the
it.
The kid.
The kid, yes. I'm going to call it the kid. Love the kid. I love my man Carl Weathers. I love that.
It's nice seeing him back, yeah. At, back getting money.
Getting,
you know?
Money, yeah, getting money. Our homeboy from, I always Rocky? Forget his name. No, I forget his name. He's done every movie. I mean, he's been great in every movie.
Oh, Giancarlo.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Rosario Dawson.
Who?
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, she's coming.
She's coming.
Yeah.
Oh boy, she's coming, boy. Yeah. That's Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, Tiff, I'm getting goosebumps. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? she's great. And you get, I mean, you just get to see that. You can see the X-Wing fighters and all the Star Wars nostalgia stuff. Man, this is what a Star Wars fan, a true Star Wars fan, is expecting.
So, Tiff, we're 100% going to do at least a one shot on season one. You watched the first show on season one, right? I mean, season two.
I've seen a couple of the first season.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go.
I'm just not, I don't know, you guys, I don't know.
Yeah,
there's other stuff. I got other stuff to do.
You goddamn nerf herder. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's Bata Fada. That's Bata Fada right there, Tiff.
Yep, I'm the worst. So the other thing we're going to talk about is that Disney is making plans to release its next animated film. It's called Raya and the Last Dragon. And it stars Kelly Marie Tran from Star Wars.
Indeed, I noticed that.
So in this trailer, we see like a young girl. She's fighting, basically. She's training. We don't know she's training. It's like a set up course, but then we realize that she's been trained her whole life. There's different factions. They all used to be led by dragons. They've lost their dragons, so she's on a search. She grows up and she's on her search for the last dragon.
You are the last dragon. Ever known. What you think, Smooth?
I like it. This looks like something I would definitely see. You're singing. I'm not talking about that.
You like that singing, huh?
This is up the alley as far as family entertainment, I would say. Even if
yes,
you
family.
Know, yeah, even if you don't maybe have a family or have any kids, you can still get away watching this.
Even if you're a sad individual who has no one.
Right. But yeah, I mean, this does look good to me. I mean, what is this, Pixar?
No? I think it's like Disney.
Oh, Disney, okay.
Like, because I know Disney and Pixar have a partnership.
Right.
And I don't know. I never can tell.
If you call one company buying another one a partnership, I guess. Okay.
Right. Well, they originally had a partnership. And then I think it's a long drama thing. But, like, it's the Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Moana.
I did see that. Yeah.
Now this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, this is a bigger story than just this. Of course, the trailer looks good. I see a couple ripoff things because the factions look a lot like Avatar: The Last Airbender.
They said that in this article.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Looks a lot, and she looks a lot like Korra. You know?
Yeah, she does. I didn't even see that. Yeah.
However, that's not the part that really gets me. The part that really gets me is, you know what? You can't keep a big tyrant down, man. Disney lost so much cash. Bam, bam. No panicking from Disney whatsoever. I mean, they lost billions. They like, shit, we don't care. So they released Mulan, right? And even with the bad press and stuff that it got and the global, boycotting, didn't hurt it, right?
They got global boycotting?
Yeah, they got global boycotting because the main actress was a staunch supporter of the Hong Kong police who were known to be brutal to the people.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she did that right before the show. I know Disney was like, God damn it, yeah, what's show in her mouth?
Right.
Dummy.
But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Disney is not sleeping on anyone. They made an announcement that they were going to retool and move towards streaming as release, like after theaters, because they can't go. Right. And look at them. They rolling already. Rolling. They haven't missed the beat, man. You know, they're like, we're going to dominate. Look, the parks are shut down. To hell with the parks. Right. We're going to give you more streaming. And we're going to make you pay for the Disney app. And we're going to make you pay for the for the film, too. Right. You know what I'm saying? So they are ruthless, okay? Ruthless. They are the evil villain sitting there stroking their chin, you know, talking about
or Dr. Claw with the cat.
Or Dr. Evil with the other cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are the number, you know, them and Amazon, they're just like sharks, man. Never stop swimming.
Give me your goddamn cash. I'm going to make you, you're going to willingly give me your cash.
Yeah, that's it, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's not like... You know, it's kind of like hypnotism. Like,
give me the cash.
Here you go.
Yeah. So that's all I see, man. I see this story, and I'm like, damn, they didn't waste a single moment. While all these other theaters was like,
what are we going to do?
We're going to push it back. We're going to push it back. We're going to keep pushing it back. Stay like.
Yeah, you keep pushing it back, all right.
$30, please.
Hey, is it a rumor that Wonder Woman, they're going to go ahead and release Wonder Woman?
There's rumors.
Okay.
There's no go ahead.
Yeah.
Look, Smooth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You give some nerds enough free time. You know, idle minds the devil's workshop.
Right.
The nerds will start making up shit, man. Right. You know? And it'd be so convincing.
Yeah, it was. It was convincing.
That you would be like, okay.
But I didn't see anything else on it, so I was like, nah, this can't be true.
I mean, everybody's kicking it around because, like Tiff said, once you guys do release this stuff, you're going to be so backed up. What are you going to do?
Right.
People are going to forget. They're not going to care about stuff. And, like, plus, what about all that shit you had slated for next year?
Right.
And the year after?
Right.
And, can I tell you, that makes me anxious? Not as a movie-going person, but as a person who, imagine you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been working steadily, and then all of a sudden your boss is like, okay, hold on to that. We're not going to do anything with
Tiff, I can't stand holding on to nothing.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Even though you got paid for it, but still.
No, like dude. If I've completed tags, I want it out.
Yeah, I feel you.
Right. I want to be on to my next task. Mm-hmm. It makes me anxious to think about, but also it doesn't, slightly from like a fan point of view, I'm like, my brain is not that great at remembering things that I want. Not anymore. Like, the older I get. Okay, so when I was younger, as a little anecdote for you, I used to work in a bookstore. Okay. And some older folks would come in and they would have these lists of books that they had already read and books that they wanted to read because they wanted to make sure that they weren't going to read that they had already read. And as a young person, I thought that I was like, that is ridiculous. How can you not remember?
You fools. Right.
Right. Now that I'm older, I'm like, fuck, I'll like be halfway through a book. I'm like, I fucking read this.
Yep. I did that yesterday.
I've done it once.
Seriously.
I've done it once.
With comic books. I've done it. I did it yesterday. Like, I already read this Wolverine. I already read this Punisher. This Punisher was garbage. The dude when they had the Punisher look like he was black. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I did that. We did this one already.
So
I'm just saying that, like, I will forget that I want to watch a movie. So, given enough time, I might forget that I want to watch the movies that haven't been released.
Well, here's a danger, Tiff. The danger is that these, especially with comic book movies, they've been contingent on fire. You know, we've lit your fire, we gave you a stinger, and now you can't wait for this to come out because this is the direction of the story we're going. What is going on with Marvel what was the last Marvel movie that came out? Spider-Man, maybe? Right. You know? Yeah. And so it was supposed to come out with Natasha's story, but, you know, she's, you know, spoilers, dead. And so
Morpheus is supposed to come out.
I forgot all about all this shit now. So you
gotta fuck, I forgot about that.
So?
So they just been giving us announcements that they're starting, Doctor Strange and...
Well, Disney owns Marvel, so...
Yeah.
I mean, Disney owns Marvel, so I don't know how much... I know they just pushed back Black Widow to 2021. I don't think it's going to get another pushback.
Better not.
At that point...
Yeah, like you said, who gives a shit?
Well, it can get that point, to that point.
I think it has gotten to that point.
Yeah. So
for some people.
Well, you know those like stories and movies where like the people start to forget things? Like, okay, like a Neverending Story, when they forget because they haven't been reading the story, they forget the story.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
That was my point the other way around. Exactly. Right, yeah. That you're like, whatever. You know, the momentum is gone.
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Fire's gone.
All right, Tiff, let's get to this last story here.
Okay, so I included this story, which ended up being a love story, because when I read the synopsis before I watched the trailer, it sounded like a science fiction. It sounded more like maybe more along the lines of like What Dreams May Come, which is like one of my favorite movies.
Did I just not say that before you got on
the
call?
Yeah, you just said that.
Before, God damn it, Smooth. But I just said, but see, people don't know that movie.
Right, yeah, I didn't.
Like, I say that movie all the time, Tuff, and it is an excellent movie. I say it all the time. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. They're like, What Dreams May Come? What you talking about? I'm like, okay, nobody's seen this movie except for me.
It's one of my favorites.
It's good. It's very good.
Well, I'm smelling
Midweek Show.
Oh, God, I might cry. That movie, How You Crying and Shit.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that.
So this movie, it sounds like a sci-fi, because like what happens is it kind of implies that like they have gone into the in-between space, like limbo. They're like not dead and they're not alive. And that is kind of like that, but like, so basically in this trailer, we see a couple and maybe they're on the verge of discussing
breakup,
separating.
Right.
But then just as they're, because he's distracted from that discussion, he veers across the line and they get hit in an accident. And so then they enter, at least one of them enters into some kind of a limbo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so you don't know what's real and what's not real and blah, 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 blah. And it sounded to me like more of a science fiction thing. But when you watch it, it does seem like more of a love story. So it doesn't really fit in with our brand. It seems interesting. I would watch this in my personal time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not very Fans of Patrol, I would say.
I would watch this if there was nothing to watch and I was in jail and they said, you can watch this. I would say, okay, I'll watch this. And then probably end up liking it. But no, I'm not. Yeah, it looks very, what's the name of that movie, Tiff? Things That May Come? Which Things May Come? What Dreams May Come, the Robin Williams movie. Right, and I'm like, wow, this looks exactly like that. You know, I like Del Luna, but I don't like him that much to watch this love story. Look, the trailer is heavy-duty love story. And it's just like, not for me. Not for me. Smooth?
Well, you'll get your chance to ignore it December 11th. So, Wonder Darkly. What's that holiday that when they celebrate the dead?
The Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead. The Dia de los Muertos stuff.
Yeah, they had that. That looked interesting because it seemed like it
looks like Chico. It's the name of that movie, Choco.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like I don't want to be
Smooth. You're not gonna watch this.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
You're not gonna watch it.
It looks like a ladies movie. You know, something that would be on Lifetime or whatever. I think it. You know what? Guess what? I'm predicting that this movie will be great because it has.
I bet.
So,
it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, I bet you. You know, and I bet you we'll be kicking ourselves because we didn't view it.
Yeah, I'm most certainly gonna kick myself. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it. So I'll let you guys know.
Okay, so that's all we need to say about that. Tell you what, man.
Jesus.
It's break time, man. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with the game. We are back. It's still Spooky Yuki month, and we got a Spooky Yuki game. Tiff, take it away.
All right. So this is kind of a variation on Facts on Patrol. It's basically a fill in the blank. I'm going to give you a title with a blank in it from a horror movie. If you answer straight out, you get 2 points. If you need multiple choice, you'll get 1 point if you answer it. Steals are only allowed if the person tries it straight out and gets it wrong.
All right.
Okay, and I can keep track of the.
I'm about to say I've got pencil and pen here, right? You know.
No, you go ahead and keep track, Tiff. I don't trust this guy over here. Yeah.
Anyway, who wants to go first? And here's the thing: these may be super easy, but it's really hard to find. Do you know how hard it is to find horror movies with long titles? Most of them are one word titles.
Okay, then that's great. Then I'll go first.
You go first? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Montego. The first movie is The Blank of Emily Rose.
The Exorcism?
That is correct.
Ah, that's 2 points.
2 points.
I struggled with that because I wasn't sure. You know that one, Smooth?
No, I didn't. I had to get multiple choice.
Okay.
All right, Smooth.
Yeah.
Your movie is As Above, So Blank.
Ooh.
Give me multiple choice.
As Above, So Alone. As Above, So Undone. As Above, So Below. As Above, So It Goes.
I'm going to go As Below.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
That sounded weird.
That movie sucks ass, if anyone's curious.
Ass is the theme of the day.
I believe.
Ass. Okay, Montego.
Indeed.
Your film is The Blank Girls.
I know it was a vampire movie called The Lost Girls. So that's an actual movie. So I'm going to go with The Lost Girls.
Go ahead. Yeah, there you go. Wrong.
No.
Yeah. Oh. That is a movie.
I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. Now, if I try to guess and get it wrong, I get deducted points.
No, just try to guess.
And what's the risk of
okay?
Of
yes,
stealing?
You'll lose a point.
Thank you.
See,
what's the risk of stealing?
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
No, because you just steal every game.
Never mind.
You don't want to steal?
No, well, I don't. Because okay. I don't want to risk it.
Okay.
No.
It was The Final Girls.
The Final Girls. I wouldn't have got that either.
I never heard of that.
Me neither.
It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay. Final Girls.
Okay, so Smooth, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Montego's gonna be mad. Because Smooth, your movie is Annabelle Blank's Home.
I could kick the shit out of you.
You're gonna have to give me multiple choice.
I'm about to say, can I steal?
Annabelle is home, Annabelle goes home, Annabelle comes home, Annabelle leaves home.
Oh, that ain't so easy.
I'm gonna say comes home.
That is correct.
Yeah, there you go.
He straight up guessed.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Montego.
Indeed.
Your movie is Eyes Without a Blank.
That's a song.
Eyes Without a Face, that is a song, right? I'm going to take multiple choices and be safe, though, because something bothered me with this.
Eyes Without a Scene, Eyes Without a Color, Eyes Without a Face, Eyes Without an Opening.
Oh, it must be Face.
Yeah, it is Face.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Good job.
Shit, I thought it was.
Yeah, you could have did. Yeah, you should have.
I could have got it straight out.
Should have got it straight out, yeah.
You could have. Okay.
I know that was a terrible song, wasn't it? God, no human race. Your eyes. Oh, that was your boy, Billy Idol.
Yeah, it was. Man, that was a dude, though, man. I got good with it at the end.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Where's his Smooth ass at?
You still look the same.
Yeah, you do.
Your movie is The Blank in the Woods.
Ooh, I got this one.
The Blank in the Woods.
Oh, I got it.
I'm going to need that multiple.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to be pissed.
All right, ready?
I can't think right now.
The Body in the Woods.
Nah.
The Cabin in the Woods.
The Cabin, that's what it sounds like, but go ahead.
The Hunter in the Woods.
The Hunter.
The Crime in the Woods.
The Crime. I'm going to say The Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, you got
that
it.
That is correct.
Yeah. I should have got that one, man.
I should have, you know, but these are, but see, some of these I haven't seen. Are these, was that like a 70s?
No, no, it's recent.
Is it? Mm-hmm. The Cabin in the Woods? Damn.
Okay. Montego.
Indeed.
Not hip.
This movie, your movie is Disturbing Blank.
Behavior.
That's correct.
Aha!
you watch a lot of shit, man. So you just watch a lot of stuff.
All right. And Smooth.
Word.
Your last one. This is the last question.
Oh, shit. I got to get this one. Oh, yeah.
House on Blank Hill.
Oh, I got this one, too. You hear the ghost? The ghost is trying to help you, Smooth.
Yeah, House on Blank Hill. I know this, too. House on the Left Hill. No, House on Blank Hill.
Sounds like a multiple.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a multiple. I mean, you know, it's a multiple choice. Kind of get any.
Okay, it is either House on Dead Man's Hill.
On Dead Man's Hill.
House on Witch's Hill.
On Witch's Hill. That sounds a little more attractive.
House on Retribution Hill.
Retribution? What the hell is that about? Is that taxes? Let me see.
House on Haunted Hill.
House on Haunted Hill. What the? Why didn't I get that? Why would it?
Well, yes. What's your answer? That means Montego wins.
Yeah, he won. So what?
By the skin of his teeth, by 1 point.
Good game. Good game. One good game. Point. Yeah, by 1 point, right. Dude. Yeah. House on Haunted Hill. I should have got that.
Just play my tune.
I would have got that,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Time after time. This was close,
though. Went in a blowout. I got every area. I answered everything, though.
Beating that ass is making everything all right.
Didn't you miss one? You missed one, didn't you?
More,
yeah, he did miss one. I want to recount.
I want to recount because I don't think that he won fairly. I have all the courts in my team.
Oh, my God. That's making me uncomfortable.
Okay, so.
Because I'm scared.
With all the
that's
beating.
That's the scariest thing that's happened this whole podcast.
All the beating and shit over here. So we're going to take our final break, man, and we're going to come back with our scary movie of the week, and that's The Nun. We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
It's nobody's fault. Oh, oops.
Yeah, so we had a little mistakey poo on the show. So
you guys, it's kind of been a week, yeah. And we were talking, and Montego told me the movie we were going to watch, and all I heard was the prelude, basically, to why we were watching the movie, which included a list of other movies,
right.
And my brain said, okay.
So
we're watching this movie.
I'll tell y'all what happened. So this week we're doing a Nun. And I've been on like this for some reason, you know, I wanted to see The Conjuring for years and never seen it. So I watched The Conjuring. And then if you ever watch that movie, you know, it leads, you know, to all this other stuff. The Conjuring 2. Well, The Conjuring starts with the Annabelle doll, you know. And I was like, what the hell? So I went to research mode. And so I started looking at all the movies. And I did not realize that this Conjuring Annabelle universe is a universe. They got like six, seven movies. And it was something else. I was really like flabbergasted by it. I've been hooked. I've been watching them. And so I was talking to Tiff. And I was like, hey, Tiff, I didn't know this was a universe. And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, Tiff watched The Conjuring and, and didn't watch The Nun. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the Conjuring for our Patreon, man. We're going to do that quick before Halloween so we can have some real spooky shit going on all week long for the fans. You know, you can listen to the podcast on Halloween, man. So, and that'll be the Patreon win. So go and sign up. Anyway, I hope y'all getting past all our ghosts making all this noise and stuff. But Smooth did watch The Nun. So.
Yeah, I watched The Nun.
So here we go. Let's get it started, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, the one thing I can contribute to this conversation.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
These movies have been incredibly lucrative. So I know that probably a lot of people listening right now probably don't maybe not remember The Nun that much because it kind of was a flash in the pan film for the most part. Like, it came and went. But its budget was $22 million, and it made $365 million.
Well, it doesn't take much to make these movies, Tiff.
Success.
You know? Yeah,
got a good makeup artist. And
yeah, I mean, really? And your biggest budget is paying probably Patrick Wilson, who's not an A-list star, you know? So,
yeah.
You know? And
Patrick Wilson, ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha-cha, Patrick Wilson.
Who is Patrick Wilson, the Frenchy dude?
No, Patrick Wilson is
the priest.
No, he's the guy. He's the dad. He's the dad of the little girl.
Oh, of what? The Conjuring.
Yeah, so he's like he's peripherally in this.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's about him and his wife. Is that right? The whole thing, okay. You know.
They're the link. They are the link that links these together. All these movies together is
you need to watch it.
The wife and husband team.
You need to watch The Conjuring. They're the same people who was about that Amityville Horror was about and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, that was them too.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, man. So it's all connected, you guys. It's all connected, man. So, you know.
Like Legos.
It's all connected, Smooth. Just like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so The Nun 2018, rated R, 1 hour, 36 minutes, horror, mystery, thriller, earns his name. A priest with a haunted past. And a novice on the threshold of her final vows are sent to by the Vatican to investigate the death of a young nun in Romania and confront a malevolent force to form the demonic nun.
Ooh.
So this is some shit, y'all.
Yeah.
So if you watch these other movies, like, it falls right in place, y'all. It's scary. So the thing starts out like the other Conjuring movies where a flashback is happening, right? You know?
Yeah.
What's the flashback's move?
They look at a painting, right? They're looking at this painting, and they see that the nun is is, I guess, yeah, the nut, yeah, it's the painting.
It's right? actually some flashbacks like, from the Conjuring 2.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where I she's that. Introduced heavy duty. And actually,
the nun is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, way back in the Conjuring 2.
Okay. Which one came out first?
The Conjuring.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
okay. The Conjuring 2.
And these films are most, I think, are they all James Wan from Aquaman? You know? The director of Aquaman, James Wan, he's
yeah, he does all the ones that I have seen.
Yeah, yeah, he did this one too. So this is his wheelhouse, man. Scary horror. And let me tell y'all something, y'all. This shit is scary. That's all I want to say. All this shit is scary. It's woo, it's making your hair stand on your head scary. Don't watch in the dark. And I keep watching them in the dark.
Well, shit, I couldn't help but watching in the dark.
So before we get started, man, let's time to hit one word. Move, what you got?
Jumpy.
Oh, yeah. They have jump scares.
But yeah, it was a lot of jump scares. Jump scare is not one word, so I had to tell you.
Say jumpy.
Jumpy, yeah. It was jumpy at me. It was jumping.
Okay, I'm going to say terrifying.
Ooh.
And I know, I mean.
That's a good adjective.
There. Not every scary movie can get a real scary word, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
These movies, they scary as shit, y'all. I'm Sarah, The Conjuring, Annabelle, all this shit's scary. It's scary. It's almost like one big movie, too, when you watch it, because they connect them so well.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So, man.
Yeah.
So, we have this thing where they're showing these flashbacks, and then we got problems, man. We got these two nuns that's in these catacombs, and I'm sitting there like, why are you down there?
Thank you. That was my question. Why the hell? So, I guess that's maybe in another movie or something, maybe.
No.
Okay.
It was all in this
movie. Okay, yeah.
So, they have this special key, and they're going to lock, you know, something up or grab something.
Right.
And they get to this thing, man, and it says, God ends here. These nuns are terrified.
Right.
I'm scared for them. The movie just started, Tiff.
It did.
Shit!
And the one nun goes in there, and you hear, bop, hoop, bop,
yeah,
hoop,
bop. Yeah, you already know she got it.
She come out, her ass was kick smooth.
Yeah, yeah, she was bloody. Bloody knuckles, everything.
And the young nun is like terrified. And dude, I couldn't have sat down there and prayed nowhere in all that fog and dust and darkness.
Right.
And why don't anybody turn on the goddamn lights in this movie, Smooth?
I don't think there's no electricity down there. That's why they got torches down there. Torches and lamps.
There's no lights in this movie.
There's nothing. It's dark.
And so, you know, the creature is coming after her, man.
Yeah.
And James Wan is a master, man. He's up there. Okay, he's creeping up there with Wes Craven and the rest of these cats. Mm. This dude got some scary shit going on.
Yeah.
Because you see nothing, but just the way the camera moves, the nun starts running, I'm running.
Yeah, yeah.
She runs upstairs. The lady told her, you know what you got to do. It was like the Sarge.
Troopers.
It starts a trooper. You know what to do. You know what to do, Rico. Rico, you know what to do. So she jumps off the building and hangs herself.
Yeah.
Next day, we got a guy. It's 1957.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has a cart that looks like it's out of the 1300s.
Yeah, I thought it was like you said, early 19th century.
Full of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he's whistling, and then he sees this nun hanging, and it's bad. You know, she's getting
pecked by the birds.
The ravens are eating her.
And she's deteriorated. Her face is.
Right, so next thing you know, we're at the Vatican.
Yeah.
And we have the good father. He comes walking in. He's Father Burke, played by Dominion Bashir, and I just tow his name up.
Yeah, it's close enough though.
So he comes in, you know, and they have a meeting with him, and they're leaving stuff mystery, y'all. But we supposed to like know he has a tattered past with some miracles, well,
yeah,
and
exorcisms and
stuff
shit
like that. Yeah. Then we meet our nice yellow young nun, man,
played by Tasia Farminga.
I'll leave it that
Sister movie. Irene. Yeah,
Sister Irene is American.
Yeah,
and I think she's the only American in the whole movie.
Yeah,
and she's not quite a nun, and she's doing this thing with the kids. The kids love her. She's great. She hasn't yet taken her vows, y'all.
Right.
And she's called by the Vatican
right.
to be at this priest's side, and we don't know why. But then later on in conversation, we find out that she had visions, and the bishop that sent them to dispatch them, he kind of knows. He knows about her visions, so he thought she would be useful.
Right.
So they go and they meet Frenchie, man. And Frenchie is as charming as can be, man.
Frenchie is horny as hell. That's all that is. He's a horn dog. He comes on. He doesn't even.
Smooth.
What?
He was charming, though.
He gets to be charming, but in the beginning, it's like, damn, dude, calm down. You in your drawers and shit.
That's true.
Mean,
that is true.
Dude.
And she, you know, the priest is like, yeah, she's a nun.
Right, yeah, let me back that up for you, dude.
So he backs it up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But he still looks like he got a chance. He's like, she ain't taking vows yet.
Right, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah.
So they get a ride there, and like in all scary movies, the closer you get to Dracula's castle, the more scary shit get.
Right. Well, the animals let you know. I'm not going. Yeah, the horse lets them know. I'm not going any farther than this.
So smooth. Yeah. They get there, man. So what's your impression when you see this scary ass with the crosses and all this stuff?
I'm not going in there. It's a big ass castle. Well, it was tattered by the war. It had some, you know, you could tell that it's been bombed. They let you know that. But the cat, like you said, you got cross. You got a graveyard before you get to this big scary ass Transylvania castle looking church that they converted it to.
Smooth. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm
not. No. Let me say, explain. Uh-huh. I'm out with the nun sitting up in the crude ice cooler.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask, but there was a body in the cooler?
Okay, so he took the nun down. He put her in the ice cooler that he has access from the outside, and they have access from the inside. He lays her down in their flat, and she's sitting up there like she's waiting on the bus. He goes in there like, look, I ain't leave her like that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then the priest and nun explains that sometimes the body has convulsions, and it could do that. And I'm like, bullshit!
It might fart. Yeah, it might fart or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
She's waiting for the bus. She's sitting there with the bus money.
And then the thing is, I'm looking at it like, why would you sit her like that?
He didn't.
And that's all. He lets you know, I didn't sit her like that.
Smooth, that's why I said, I'm out when I saw the nun.
Right.
But, no, they go look through this. They're searching.
Nobody, they take the key from her. She had a key in her hand.
Nobody is there. They're searching for people. And then they finally, you know, there's a nun, the head nun. And she's it's the creepiest shit in the whole movie.
I thought she was the demon at first.
And she, well, smooth. Smooth.
Yes.
Come on now. So she's sitting in there, and she has her face covered, and the place looked like it's been abandoned for 50 years.
Yeah. How is she eating this?
And she's talking like this, and you can have lodging over there. And I'm like, dude, she's clearly the devil himself. Why are y'all like, hey, could you remove that veil from your face?
Yeah, you can't even see her face,
So they get lodging and they go and they have, you know, and they're supposed to, you know, spend the night. Mm-hmm. And Frenchie like, shit, y'all can have this place if you want to. I'm out.
Yeah.
But he waited a little too long. He goes outside.
When it's dark.
God. And he is hunted, Tef.
Yeah.
He gets past those crosses and shit. And the devil himself come after nun is coming out. The good nun, the bad nun, all kind of nun. It's bad.
Yeah, but he gets out of there. He's smart. He takes a cross out the ground, and he moseys on out of there.
He goes all the way home in the dark. Yeah,
in the dark.
So he's gone.
He's gone,
So these two people decide to wander the castle apart from each other.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, Tiff. You know, you're my good friend, but even if I just met you,
we're sleeping in the same room.
I don't give a damn. No, we're in the same bed.
We're in the same room.
And stop taking these goddamn covers. Right. You know, I'm sitting there. Yeah. We're not going to leave each other's side. No. And matter of fact, we're going to look at the same thing. We're not even going to turn around.
Exactly.
We're going to spoon. Right. Because at least if we're spooning, we both look in the same direction. Right. But these two, they do their own thing.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So smooth. Mm-hmm. The priest is getting hunted because he did an exorcism that went bad.
Right.
So this little boy is chasing. He's chasing a little boy around.
Right.
So the creatures is just leading him away from the crosses, away from everything.
Right,
He gets out there. Oh, my God. Next thing you know, whip, bam, bam. He's buried alive in one of the tombs. So she comes out there looking for him because she's being talking to all these nuns who just show up out of nowhere.
Right, yeah.
You know, but she's being hunted and nuns and hunted and nuns.
Yeah.
Smooth. Tiff, it's a rough night. It's a rough goddamn night.
He got buried alive, Tiff.
She goes out there and digs him up.
Yeah, she dug him up.
The morning comes.
Yeah.
I'm off. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I got buried alive. The nuns been talking to some nuns we ain't seen only at nighttime. You know, she was getting chased by demons all night long.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's go talk to Mother Teresa. What the hell?
Nah.
Let's go talk to the Pope because you need to come take care of this, not me.
Right.
So they hang around smooth.
Yeah, they do.
And I can't believe it. Frenchie goes back, man.
Frenchie's he's in the bar talking.
Yeah.
With the cross, he still has the cross in the bar. He like, shit, I'm not letting this go.
Right, because the townspeople, they all like, we don't mess with that place. But he decides to go back because he's supposed to pick him up in a couple days, and he goes early because it's bad up there.
Yeah.
So it's nighttime again, y'all.
Nighttime.
It's bad. As soon as and Tiff, they can light a torch and you still can't see 4 feet away from the torch.
Yeah.
It's so dark.
Oh, Jesus.
So they have this barrier that the nuns are supposed to continually pray against.
Right.
But because of the bombings, you know, they had a break and evil got out. Creepy goddamn nun, Valak, which is actually a demon, is walking around looking like the nuns, killing people. Because this is a killing demon. This ain't no, I'm just going to go scary. Boo! That I'm getting my joke. No, this thing wants to kill anything that's around. It wants to escape. It wants to inhabit a body to escape.
Right. Yeah, that's what we find out.
And, you know, the nuns are praying and it's not working. And smooth, that scene where all the nuns is praying and it like and kills just, half
one,
of them.
Yeah, one by one, they're getting smacked up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was kind of bad. I don't think my faith would have been tested.
And then
I think
it starts slicing her body, put the star on her back. Oh my God.
The Satan star on her back, yeah. That was kind of...
But she held fast, man.
She was a soldier on that part.
Right, so...
She's a soldier.
Then all the nuns disappear.
All of them.
They go smooth.
They're gone.
They're not even real.
That's what it was. They were horrible. Yeah, they were ghosts.
So then the priest is like, okay, this is it. They put their Rocky, I'm putting on my equipment on. They made her a full nun. They getting their shit together because they're going to stay another night, Jeff.
Yeah, they stay another... But Frenchie came with the shotgun.
Frenchie comes and he saves the priest's life because he's getting chased again by that goddamn nun. Right, yeah. And he uses a shotgun, and they got the holy water. So now they kind of on the offensive.
Yeah, and they got the blood of Jesus too, supposedly.
They come in, they rescue the girl.
Yeah.
And now they realize that this place used to be owned by some crazy baron before, and he used to do demon sacrifices, and he let the demons into the world.
Right.
And they got to go close it because they actually got the blood of Jesus in a vial.
Yeah.
Even though it's 2,000 years later, they got actual blood.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Okay, we just got to go with it, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah.
They dry up. Yeah. And they got to put it over the hole smooth.
Yeah, they do.
To close it up.
Yeah.
Shit.
And old girl gets possessed.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They go down in the catacombs.
Yeah.
And that's that famous scene you see, Tef, where the nun is fall. It was just it got me again, smooth.
Oh, the jumpsuit.
Even though I knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh God, the nun was right behind her. Oh my God. Right. And it starts choking the shit out of her. It chokes the shit out of Frenchie. It chokes the shit out of the priest. Mm-hmm. The nun is bad. And if you watch The Conjuring 2, they explain what kind of demon this is like the king of demons.
Right.
And the only way that they didn't use in this is that you had to find out the demon's name, and if you told the demon his name, it would get sent to hell.
Oh, okay.
He knew the demon's name, but didn't know that was the
demon. Because
no, that's how you get rid of.
Oh, that's how you get. Oh, okay.
Because
I didn't get that
name of the demon. You had to watch Conjuring 2.
Okay.
See, because they showed the demon's name, Valak.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Mm.
So anyway,
all right.
You know, so the demon is killing everybody. This is the big scene.
Right.
They're underwater.
Right.
You know She grabbed, Tiff, it was a scene like Pumpkinhead. The demon grabbed the chain that had the blood in it. It was like, ah! I thought of Pumpkinhead with the ching, ching, ching with the chain. And she had the blood. She had swallowed it underwater.
Yeah.
And spit it on a demon.
Right.
And that was it.
That was it.
Cured everything.
Yeah. Whirlpooled her in there, and she's
They out. Were saved.
They were saved.
Now, at
so
this
you
point,
think.
At this point, smooth.
Yeah.
What do we do? Do we just leave the place in peace and bury the nuns? Or do we, like our boys on Colt 45 said, burn the house down?
We burn that bitch down, son. That's what the fuck we do. But we don't do that.
We burn it down. Don't leave this thing here for somebody else.
Right.
Burn it down. But they don't. They leave.
They leave. Yeah.
They take Frenchie with them. Now, like you said, the nun had to leave. Like, can only possess somebody.
Right.
It possessed Frenchie smooth.
Oh man, because you see the cross, the upside down cross on the back of his neck.
And then they showed the scene from The Conjuring 2.
Yeah, where he's freaking out.
Where he was actually possessed.
And that was her too, right? Trying to give the seance or whatever.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was it in a nutshell.
It was scary as shit, y'all.
It was pretty good. pretty good Halloween movie.
Oh,
pretty
gosh.
Good scary movie.
And then I watched Annabelle after that.
Ah, you was tripping.
I watched Annabelle Comes Home. I didn't know Annabelle. I was trying to figure out which one was the first one, but it was Annabelle, so I'm going to go back and watch it.
Trying to get bad nerves, huh?
You know, I've been having my head under the covers watching this stuff, Tiff. You know. This shit is scary, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a damn what nobody say. It's scary. So... Yeah, we're gonna do The Conjuring. That's scary. So I think I just watched it. Normally I gotta watch these movies a day that we do the podcast, so my memory will be fresh. But I don't know if I can do The Conjuring twice, not in a week. Anyway, man, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host who watched the wrong movie, Miss Tifflebot.
That's me.
Say goodbye to the people, too.
It's been a pleasure as always,
Mister.
SMOOVE spells smooth. And I want to say happy Halloween to all you scary people out there.
Oh, goodness gracious. Right, because this is probably our last one, right? Because Halloween is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get back to Enola Holmes.
We might get one. Might get one more.
No, Halloween is Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do a Halloween movie that look pretty lame in November.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
Right. Yeah, so this is it, man.
This is it.
So we'll get that Conjuring in so people can, you know, listen to some more spooky by the end of the week. And, maybe we need to go back to Enola Holmes, right? We were supposed to do that.
Enola Holmes.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, man, that's going to do it. And so until next week, hey, subscribe to Patreon.
Yeah, subscribe to Patreon.
All right. So until next week, we will be
on Patrol.